This is a really exciting development. Consensi Software Inc. is rebranding as MetaMask, putting its most widely recognized product at the center of its corporate identity.
And that's a serious strategic statement. It means the wallet brand, not just the company name, becomes the main point of recognition.
What's especially reassuring is that Ethereum co-founder Joe Lubin will continue as chairman and CEO, so the leadership story stays strong.
That matters. The move signals a shift toward the wallet brand, which has become a major gateway for millions of users entering decentralized finance, NFTs, dApps, and the broader Ethereum ecosystem.
And there's one thing people are probably watching closely: whether this leads to an initial public offering. The company has not confirmed that.
That silence is significant because in a market where corporate structure, fundraising, and public market positioning can shape perception, no IPO announcement suggests the current focus is brand clarity, product leadership, and consumer trust.
I love that angle because MetaMask is so much more than a browser extension or mobile wallet.
Exactly. For many users, it is the first interface through which they interact with blockchain technology.
It makes something powerful feel accessible.
It helps users manage private keys, sign transactions, and connect to decentralized applications without needing to understand the full complexity of the underlying protocols.
In a space where user experience strongly influences adoption, that makes MetaMask a trust layer and a practical bridge between traditional internet usage and decentralized networks.
The rebrand is driven by several strategic factors, and the first one is brand clarity.
That's such a real point. Consensi's has been known in industry circles, but MetaMask is far more recognizable to mainstream crypto users.
In a crowded market of wallets, exchanges, protocols, and infrastructure providers, a familiar name can reduce friction and strengthen trust.
And the second factor is that the move highlights a sharper focus on consumer-facing infrastructure.
MetaMask sits at the intersection of self-custody, onboarding, and user empowerment, making it central to how people discover, use, and remain active in Web3.
The third factor is continuity. Joe Lubin's continued leadership ties the rebranded company to Ethereum's broader mission of making decentralized systems more accessible.
The absence of an IPO confirmation leaves room for interpretation.
Some investors may see the rebrand as possible preparation for a public listing, especially given MetaMask's large user base and strong brand position.
But preparation is not the same as intent. An IPO would require more than brand recognition. It would require a clear financial narrative, regulatory positioning, and confidence that the business model can scale sustainably.
By staying silent, the company may be preserving flexibility to reorganize, refine its strategy, and build momentum without the pressure of public market expectations.
For everyday users, the rebrand is unlikely to change the core wallet experience immediately.
MetaMask will probably continue to support asset management, dApp connections, and self-custody.
But the corporate shift could influence long-term product direction.
With the company now identified more directly with MetaMask, it may invest more heavily in onboarding, security, transparency, and usability.
That could include better risk warnings, clearer transaction previews, stronger phishing protections, and improved support for new blockchain networks.
For developers and dApp builders, MetaMask remains a critical distribution channel.
A stronger, more unified MetaMask brand could lead to greater investment in developer tools, ecosystem partnerships, and integrations.
Because users often choose applications based on how well they work with their wallet, MetaMask's position is especially important.
It is not just a storage tool, it is part of the user journey from discovery to transaction.
The real test of the rebrand will be trust.
MetaMask has become synonymous with self-custody, but self-custody is also one of the most misunderstood concepts in crypto.
Users must understand that wallets do not eliminate all risk.
Phishing scams, malicious approvals, and poor security practices remain major concerns.
If the rebranded company can strengthen education, security, and user confidence, it can reinforce MetaMask's position as a leading consumer wallet.
In short, the rebrand is not just a name change.
It is a statement about the future of consumer Web3.
The companies that succeed will not only build powerful technology, but also provide the trust, clarity, and usability needed to make decentralized systems accessible to a much wider audience.
By rebranding as MetaMask, Consensys is aligning itself with one of the most important consumer brands in Ethereum, and positioning the company around the product that most directly shapes user access to decentralized finance.